With the Community Voice Fund, Newmont Porcupine and Moose FM are giving a voice to the voiceless. One local nonprofit organization will receive 1 month of free advertising thanks to our friends at Newmont Porcupine, because in a time of COVID-19, it's not so easy to run the fundraisers and events that they would during the summertime to help last them throughout the year. So with the Community Voice Fund, we're helping to change that. So if you want some more details, go to our website at mytimmonsnow.com. But we announced on Friday that the first winner of the Community Voice Fund was the Timmins Multicultural Center. So congratulations to them. We actually have Mike Scott here from the Timmins Multicultural Center, and welcome to you. So tell us a little bit about the Timmins Multicultural Center. Maybe if someone has never heard of it or maybe has never heard about what you do.
Sure. Yeah. So we are a nonprofit. We are funded by Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada and a provincial ministry as well. We are the provider of settlement services here in Timmins. So what that means is we provide immigrants with settlement and orientation services. We help them get acclimated to the Timmins community. We can help them find housing, employment, social networks, you name it. We're there.
And especially in a place like Timmins, people might think, oh, well, this is north. This is so far out of the way. How much would immigration affect people here? But apparently more than we would think, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we got to understand that living in Timmins, we are very different from a lot of different places down south. So where people may be coming from other parts of the country or other parts of the world that are more metropolitan, Timmins is definitely an adjustment for a lot of people.
That's right. And so what are some main goals that you're trying to do when you bring these people into Timmins? What are some things that you're helping them with?
Well, some of the first things are, obviously employment. Some people come here with a job in hand, and that's great. But other people are coming here as, family members, or they're coming here as refugees, and jobs aren't necessarily a given in that case. So that's a big factor, of course. We want to make sure that people are able to provide for themselves. Secondly, and priority, I'd say housing for sure is a big deal. We want to make sure that people have affordable, sustainable housing for them and their families. Sometimes we're talking about larger families, so finding that perfectly affordable and sustainable lodging is difficult.
So with the Community Voice Fund coming into play, how is this going to help to get your voice out there? Since COVID-19's here, has that affected the way that you guys have operated, and the Community Voice Fund might help that out?
Absolutely. I mean, our operations have changed a little bit since COVID-19 started. We started working from home, doing consultations with clients over Skype, and just communicating via email as best we can. And the Community Voice Fund really jumped out at me as an opportunity for us to share and promote a new project that we've been working on in collaboration with a few of our partners. What it really is it's called Timmins is Listening, and it's a social media platform that we've created on Instagram and Facebook. And the idea is really to give a voice to our newcomer communities, our BIPOC individuals, Black, Indigenous people of color, but even bystanders and allies. So literally everybody can have a story to tell here, but we really just want to share anonymous stories of racism and discrimination and the beauty of the absence of those things, right? So that's really what that platform is it's really trying to learn and grow just through listening to anonymous stories.
So if people want to find Timmins is Listening or maybe contribute to it, where should they go for that?
Absolutely. So on Facebook, it's Timmins is Listening or at Timmins is Listening. Same on Instagram. To contribute, just send an email to info@timminsmulticultural.ca and we can walk you through it.
Perfect. Mike Scott from the Timmins Multicultural Center. Anything more before I let you go?
Just a very big thank you to Newmont Porcupine and Moose FM for doing this. I know there's a whole lot of different funding that they're doing to help sustain our business community and our nonprofit sphere. So thank you so much.
For more details and to submit your local nonprofit for the Newmont Porcupine Community Voice Fund, just go to our website at mytimmonsnow.com. Thanks for joining us today, Mike.